You're listening to SBS News.
Thousands of students across the country who experienced technical issues while completing their NAPLAN test last week will have to do it all again next week. At St. Ignatius Riverview School in Sydney, 600 students have decided to redo the test. The school's principal, Paul Hines, says it's been an interference to normal school proceedings.
It's just the disruption that's the inconvenience, because the way that school's organised around NAPLAN, or at least we do, we quarantine the week, and therefore we say that there's no other activities that will take place during that week to allow for the testing regime to occur. And therefore other activities are pushed outside of it, so we've had to cancel excursions and a number of other activities in order to resit these.
Hundreds of schools will sit the test for a second time next week, including 400 in New South Wales, more than 100 in Victoria, 80 in Queensland and 51 in South Australia. The other states are still confirming final numbers with schools. The Deputy President of the Australian Teachers Union, Maury Mulheron, believes there's no point in conducting the test again.
This resitting of the test is a complete waste of resources. It really means that the test scores, from the paper and pencil that some students did to the online test that some kids completed, now a third test, it really means that there can be no comparison, no equating of results. It really has made the 2019 data worthless.
Mr. Mulheron also says the test is out of date and no longer consults teachers in the testing process.
This test is a dud. And this is further confirmation that the shift to online is probably being driven by large commercial interests. It certainly isn't being driven by teachers.
Federal Education Minister Dan Tehan continues to back the tests, but state ministers are more critical. In statements to SBS News, the Victorian Education Minister says it is simply not fair that some students have been disrupted in the NAPLAN online tests because of inept federal authorities. While the New South Wales Education Minister said they were disappointed that students were inconvenienced by glitches in NAPLAN online testing this year. But the Australian Curriculum Assessment and Reporting Authority, the body that runs NAPLAN, insists the test will be fair and the results valid. The authority's CEO, David DiCavallo, says they're making the best of a bad situation.
Certainly it hasn't been what we'd hoped, but there's another question is, what if we hadn't offered the resits opportunity to students? I think the view would be that if students felt that they'd been significantly disadvantaged and weren't offered the opportunity to do the resit, that possibly would have been a more serious outcome.
About half of all Australian schools sat the NAPLAN test using computers this year. All schools have been told they can use pen and paper next week if they wish. Amelia Dunn, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.